Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F, the N-word. Man, like always, I'd love to hear from you. So please, give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to call me, as always, I encourage you to email me your questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And if you're feeling social, you can be very, very sociable with me. And if you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook, myself or Mr. J. He's the one with the balls, the head that's shaped like balls. No, I'm just playing. I just kid, Mr. J. His head is not shaped like balls. He's just got a regular head. It's my brother from another mother and father and uncle and cousin. Anyway, if you want to join the Smooth Drama group, you can ask to get in, and myself and Mr. J will throw you in. And just anywhere you find Smooth Drama, hit me up. I hit you back, and we can talk taste on it. Because it's all about that taste, right? It's an acquired taste, but it's a taste nonetheless. Anyway, we'll start off the show with some good news. Marche Jones. If you don't know who Marche Jones was, well, not was, that means she's dead. Who she is the black woman in Alabama who was charged with attempted murder manslaughter. When somebody shot her and killed her baby, because she got into an altercation and somebody shot her in the stomach and her baby died, and they was charging her for manslaughter because they said she shouldn't have gotten into a fight. All the charges were dropped. So good news there. There's at least 12 people, depending on if everybody voted for it. They dismissed the case. Hopefully everybody there voted like, yeah, you know what? You can't charge her for being shot. But if they did, if somebody disagreed, whatnot, that's typical Alabama. Alabama trying to, they mad at Florida, right? Like, Florida get all the pub for being the dumbest state in the South. We want to do something about it. So, damn it, we going to do some ignorant stuff. And we going to make sure y'all remember Alabama. Some ignorance here. Some ignorance here. Anyway, oh my goodness, speaking of ignorance, California, there's an earthquake. I'm watching the basketball games this past weekend, and in the middle of the game, camera starts shaking, everything starts shaking. the announcer's like, oh, my feet are shaking. The ground is shaking underneath me. It's an earthquake, right? So there was an earthquake in Las Vegas, and there was an earthquake in Southern California. It's a big deal, right? Everybody's tripping because, oh, my God, the earth is moving. And so there are some people who had an app. And apparently this app was supposed to rely on the system of sensors on the West Coast used by the U.S. Geological Survey. And it's intended to give residents precious seconds to prepare for peak shaking, to say rush out of their house or not get on the elevator they're waiting for. So, as somebody who knows a little bit about computers and apps, whatnot, and anybody who has a phone with an app on it, apps crash or apps don't work right. They have bugs. So the people who are rattled because they didn't get a warning about the earthquake, you didn't get them few extra seconds. Well, guess what? I'm not going to say you stupid. I get it. You believed in the app. But I'm going to say that you were not smart. Can I say that the kind of gentler way? You're not really that smart if you think, oh, this app, I'm going to download it, and it's going to give me those precious seconds I need to get out of the house or not get in the elevator, and then the app didn't work. Because apps fail. Things on the computer fail, which is why the whole computer-operated car, I'm just like, y'all can't see how that would be a problem. As much as your apps restart on your computer, laptop, or freeze on your phone, you're going to count on that to get you through your day. I'm just saying. So we're saying basically you're counting on computer apps that you know freeze from time to time to be 100. I'm going to download this app and it's going to tell me when the earthquake is. Yeah, I bet after the ground starts shaking, you got that hit. Hey, it's an earthquake. I could have told you that. You in California and the ground starts shaking. Two possibilities. One, Godzilla. Because you saw the movies. Godzilla's on the West Coast now. Godzilla has left Tokyo. So you can now actually buy some property in Tokyo and be cool. Because Godzilla ain't going to tear that shit up. But now, Godzilla's on the West Coast. Godzilla's in Northern California. So guess what? You know, he's in Frisco. He's in the Bay, whatnot. I'm thinking buying property out here, I mean, as expensive as it is, Godzilla can come in and clean up this market. Just wreck all of it. And then you have to rebuild. Be a little bit cheaper. I'm just saying, because folks will be like, I don't know if I want to live in the Bay Area now. Because Godzilla just tear all this shit up. Just a thought. So, Godzilla, my homie, if you're listening, feel free anytime you want to come through. You can knock out Frisco, except for where my homie is. Shout out to my homies, NPC Comics. All my homies in Frisco, Jamil, Joe, just skip their houses. You can knock out, you know, certain places in the Bay Area, Arinda, Berkeley, Walnut Creek, except for where my homies are. All my homies, where you can hit all the houses, be like a tornado, right? So You know how tornadoes are selective where they hit? They'll just knock out. They can knock out like 3 houses in one block and then just skip 2 others. That's what I'm talking about. Godzilla. Just knock out certain places except for where my homies are. All my NPC comic homies. All the people who support Smooth Drama Radio. Your house is safe. That's all my Godzilla word. Y'all know I got the shrine to Godzilla, so Godzilla listens to me. We got a relationship. It's a partnership. Yeah, anyway. So the lesson in all this is don't download earthquake apps if you live in earthquake country and then be disappointed when the earthquake app doesn't work. Because apps fail all the time. It's one of those weird things, right? Anyway, speaking of weird things, a couple weeks ago, a man traveling from the Ivory Coast arrived at Chicago O'Hare's International Airport, where he arrived at customs and declared that he had meat. Upon further inspection, the custom agents identified the meat as African rat meat, roughly about 32 pounds of it. And so customs prohibits African meat from being brought into the country in order to prevent the spread of disease such as African swine fever. So the meat was confiscated and destroyed, and he was sent on his way. And I'm sitting up here thinking, like, what? You have rat meat. I'm baffled by that. Rat meat. What you gonna do with that? Anyway, we got a caller in here. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. What can I do you? Where are you calling from? And what can I do you for?
East Coast. How are you?
East Coast.
Yeah. I'm cool. It's hot over here, but I guess my electricity bill and air conditioner bill will put me in a reality check. Is it possible that some of the stories that are covered by mainstream media are often ones that promote the stereotypes about the Africa, Caribbean, and African American, meaning they tend to find stories that make us look pretty negative, but tend not to find the stories that show the positives that we're doing? Not that, you know, it's 100% positive, but at least it would show some of the balance of our community's accomplishments. And not that the story may not be newsworthy, but usually what's newsworthy about us is something that not too uplifting.
I don't know what you think. That's like the American way, right? I mean, if America were to show black folks love, I think that might collectively make Americans throw up. It's one of those things. I'm never shocked by negative publicity for black folks. It's kind of what we were born and bred on, right? We weren't human from the beginning. Hey, freedom for all except for y'all. Right?
Yeah.
Everybody's human, but y'all.
And what seems to also be happening is some of the groups that were females, et cetera, ostracized, have used the black plight as fuel for their own movement and then left us on the sidelines. And I think that's the case with much of the feminist movement, much of the LGBT movement. I just see us as often lacking the leadership and infrastructure to benefit from our own pain, if you can imagine that. Like, we're the ones in pain, but instead of us benefiting, if you can seems paradoxical, but you should be able to say, okay, I'm in pain. Let me see how I can turn this into a positive, or get the right research team, or take the stats on the pain of our community and say, hey, here's the facts. We tend not to even have that. I think we're too dependent on the breast milk of the system, where ever since emancipation, possibly we never reach back to Africa. We reach back to the slave masters and founding fathers, as opposed to, well, if everyone else can go and do business with Africa and do it in a negative way, why can't we reach with Ghana and Nigeria or the Jamaican people or the blacks in Brazil and say, hey, look, we got something here in America. You have something there. Can we do what the white system does only without taking advantage of you?
I think first, that's a great question, brother. Thank you. Second, and I'm gonna put you on hold here now because going into the break after this, but please continue to listen, and I would love to have you call back again and dialogue with you. I think what happens here is we're talking about a system that's brainwashed people, and I think what people don't understand is we're brainwashed globally. So the African, or so-called African, that doesn't accept us in Africa are brainwashed and taught by that global community that hates us here in America. Because, as I stated earlier, we are not human in the Constitution. We were never human. And so we had to fight for our humanity, but that still lingers. And, I mean, every day we're a part of the educational system that tells us, hey, you're inferior, or, as you said, perpetrates that negative stereotype, negative imagery about us. And so, yeah, we can do trade, and as a businessman myself, I've reached out to brothers across the waters. I've got many friends in the international community. I got brothers in Jamaica. I got brothers in London. I got a brother in Amsterdam. So to say, you know, it's up to us individually and collectively to change it. I mean, because, you know, their whole job is capitalism, to capitalize on us. So if we want to stop being the ones capitalized on it, we have to actually do it. Meaning we have to be conscious of who we spend money with and who we deal with in all facets of life. And so there are certain things that, just like with the NFL and things like that, I personally don't deal with them no more. It's a small thing, but it's a big thing. I may not matter to them, but enough of me's will matter because we just don't support it no more. I will come back to this because we need to go on a break here. This is Radio Galaxy, my homies from Houston. Black folks, smell like.
The nine and a cup of wine.
Call-in number is 347-826-7435. Almost got confused there. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. First, let me say shout-out to Purple Pill and Black Emergency in the chat room. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about, but shout out to you because you got some interesting comments. Just say that. Anyway, so for the break, we were talking about the negative stereotypes that are heaped upon us and how the media, you know. Brother was talking about the media and its bias towards black people and how people have hijacked our cause and made it something that they can benefit from. I've talked about this before, like the hate crime bill that was passed. It passes. But it includes hate crimes against, you know, the LGBTQT community, whatnot, and that's fine. But I'm like, so lynchings and violent acts of that nature have never been considered hate crimes. They were just passionate pastimes of the olden days. But yeah, I'll just go by what the late great Richard Pryor said long time ago when he was at a performance for gay people. He's like, where was y'all at when black people were protesting? Nowhere. So y'all kiss my ass. Unquote. Richard Pryor. The GOAT. Anyway, so speaking of certain things that are heaped upon black folks, Gavin Newsom signed a bill banning hair discrimination. what's happening is here in California, they're the first place that's going to have a bill that says in the workplace and in school, they're going to punish people who attack black folks because of their hair. I mean, and it's a beautiful gesture, you know, because as we know, there's a Eurocentric standard of beauty that has been played out through hair and everything else. I mean, some people may not remember when Bo Derek did the movie 10. And she was a 10 because she was a white woman with blonde hair that had braids. You know, black women been wearing braids forever and have been 10s forever, in my humble opinion. But Bo Derek has them and she's a 10. I mean, you know, subtle things like that. And so we know there have been instances where people have talked about, hey, my hair. Or I think the latest was when the young black male wrestler, teenager, they made him cut his hair because they said that his hair was a detriment in the wrestling match. You know, things like that. It's an interesting conversation point because we're talking about hair and how people, you know, judge you by your hair. And so we see it played out. I see sisters all the time doing stuff with their hair. And I often wonder, like, you know, that it's not really that attractive, but it's their hair. You know, there's a few things that I see black women do that's just weird. I mean, honestly, you know, and it's something, as somebody who's a man around a lot of men, that just we just never talk about. I mean, like those long eyebrows, the long extravagant nails. You're not really doing that for the men, because I can tell you, you know, as somebody that's hung around a lot of circles of men, and I've said this a few times, that It just never comes up. Now, you know, black men, there's a few things it's not necessarily a negative stereotype, but I mean, you know, black men, we have certain constants. We say, as a stereotype, we know black men like chicken and watermelon, but everybody likes chicken and watermelon. It's established that shit's delicious. Black men like booty. You know, if you got a nice booty, you're probably going to look at it. Probably going to stay looking at it. It's one of those things. It's a hypnotic thing that boom, 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 boom. Right? But, you know, the hair, I don't hate it. I don't love it. I'm indifferent to it. You know, as far as hair goes, it's whatever. So long as it's not in my eyes scratching me, it's all right. But sometimes it can be a little, if you've got long purple hair, burgundy hair down to your butt, but it's not your hair. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying. It's a weird thing sometimes. But Gavin Newsom passed this bill. I don't know how you enforce it. Because obviously it's like, you're going to argue, well, I didn't get the job because of my hair. It's going to be really tough to prove it. But, hey, it's a start, I guess. Now, there's another bill that was passed by my old professor, Shirley Weber, where it's a bill aimed at curbing police shootings, deadly police shootings. And so Assembly Bill 392 defines the circumstances under which law enforcement can justifiably use deadly force as only when the officer reasonably believes that deadly force is necessary to defend against the imminent threat of death or serious bodily injury. Right? Now, we know that's talk, because we're always told that, hey, the officer felt, threatened. I mean, it's one of those things, right? So, like, when we talk about the hair, it's all subjective. And so, just like this threat is all subjective. So, we have an issue. I mean, for example, like, honestly, as a black man, I see a bunch of white dudes, I'm like, oh, hell no. And so, there's white people who say, oh, hell no, it's a bunch of black dudes. But I just look at American history. A bunch of white dudes is we call it lynch mob. And when we see the police, we're scared. I mean, there was an incident where in Starbucks, I think Starbucks, where one of the patrons said they were nervous because there was a bunch of police in there. See, that's a reasonable black expectation. Because I every day, my life is on the line if the police stop me. And it's not because I'm a violent criminal. I'm a nerd. I got like 3,000 comic books. I got nothing. I got no violent intentions, nothing. I have zero interest in any of that. I'm just happy to live out my life reading and drawing comic books and, watching the booty walk by. Those are my crime vices in life. But the police can stop me and kill me. I mean, we've seen, it happen so many times that we're kind of numb to it at this point. And so, folks, I mean, because the real, like, against Black Lives Matter, saying all lives matter. And we're just saying, yeah, because Black Lives Matter too. Because when it comes to the police and everyone else, our lives do not matter. Which is why we have to have a bill to say, hey, maybe you don't need to kill every unarmed black person that you arrest. You see, it's because that's what we're talking about here. You don't have to kill every unarmed black. You know, if it's a violent criminal shooting at police, whatnot, shooting folks, whatever, hey, do what you got to do. But a lot of these cases are unarmed people who, quite frankly, your police weren't in danger. And that's facts. But they get, you get shot running away from the police, you get shot standing still or beat up, slammed, whatnot. Declare your gun, you get shot. Don't declare your gun, you get shot. It's so many things. We talk about Trayvon Martin. I just go to the store, I'm walking home to my daddy's house, I get shot and killed by not even a cop, and he got off because he felt threatened. And so, as an example, white man in Arizona, Michael Adams killed Elijah Alameen because the music that Alameen was playing made Michael Adams feel unsafe. Not him threatening him. Not him even acknowledging the white man. Not even acknowledging him. Nothing. He was playing music. And he had been newly released from prison. Michael Adams, that is. He's charged with first degree murder because what he did is it was on the 4th of July around 1:45 at a Circle K in Peoria, which is a Phoenix suburb. Michael Adams, 27, told authorities that unprovoked, he stabbed 17-year-old Elijah Alameen in the back with a pocket knife and slit his throat. Attacked him unprovoked, stabbed him in the back and slit his throat because, he was listening to some rap music, which made Michael Adams feel unsafe. That's his story. We know he was just a racist. And it's a hate crime, right? Now, I'm looking at one of the posters in the chat room. They said Rodney King didn't get shot. I don't think Rodney King is a great example, being that the cops beat him in turns, got tired beating him. You know, they were switching off turns. Dudes got their hands on their hips because they just kept beating him. It was more a sadistic thing, bringing it, boy, or whatever your name is. That's not a good example. And so, yeah, the cops didn't shoot Rodney King. They just beat him unmercifully until he was a whole other person. They were tired of beating him. That's a beating that went on for 20 minutes with multiple cops. My point exactly. And so We're talking about, once again, unprovoked attacks. And so when we say safety, and you have these bills that get passed saying, hey, you can't, why you got to use deadly force? The perception is that the black man in whatever incarnation, incantation, representation is a threat, a deadly threat for some reason. That's the prognosis here. And so we have this situation where a young man, unprovoked, once again, this young man did nothing. This young man did nothing but walk to the store. He's just going to go into the store. But because he was listening to some music, he was killed. Yeah. That's what happened. What else can you say? Nothing. I mean, because it's the perception of threat. It's not the actual threat. It's the perception of threat. The actual threat was the criminal who just got out of jail, obviously, because he was hardened criminal. And listening to music is not a threat. I mean, there's some music that is criminally horrible. I would indict your taste. There's a lot of music I listen to, I hear people listening to, like, really? It's what you rocking? But yeah, not to the point where I want to walk up to you and stab you and slit your throat because I hate your music. I'm just saying. And on that note, I'm going to go on break here. This is a rapper Big Pooh. Stop.
Luxury vehicle, not a drop of white in it. Personal life is late, so they know it ain't rented. Cruising by the cruiser, so they got to see who in it. A young black male with the intent to sell. Happy to the speakers, bump a little bit for real. Go easy on the gas, cause these cops now a shell. 5 miles later, there's another on the trail. A nigga sweats bullets like he's moving by the scale. Light flash, and light does too. Make a decision what the fuck you supposed to do. When the law's in the rear view to serve no protection. Firing shots off, no discretion. First impression can be the last one. You visualize when you pass off. We know the stories and it's seen as a continuation. Quiet street to enforce this extermination. Do your mind versus situation. Mike shot with his hands held high. And John got killed because of a damn lie. Cassine killed blocked away from where Big Mike died. Oscar got shot with his hands cut behind. Sean killed the night before his leg never stuck. Diallo shot at 41 times, he cop was nuts. Spit the shot, handcuffed in the cop car. They do the suicides and tell me I'm not far. For being off when I'm thinking just a run. It don't matter that I'm innocent when they pointing the gun. My life is in the balance, and I was never trained for the challenge. So to me, that's the blues. This ain't the way we trying to make it on the news. Mama hearing stories about a baby that ain't true. Slammed in the first, dehumanized before you even lowered in the dirt. Shot at 9 times, he was just even work. Now who afraid of who? Cops drawing guns on black males like high noon. Guilty I assume when they think it cause I look. Like one of them guys pieces in they book. They ask me where I'm going, state the violation. Right on red light, what's my occupation? License and registration. Tell me where you coming from. I search your car, any drugs, any guns? That's only if you plan it. I responded with a smirk. Fucking jerk, let off with a warning, consider myself blessed. Only if you alive can understand that it's red, everybody gets lucky. I wanna go somewhere, so far away from here. But I think you
together you've got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was rapper Big Pooh. Stop. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, we was talking. You know, we talk about the things that you can't do as a black person. It's always the last segment thing. Certain things that you just can't do as a black person. Apparently in the world. Another thing you can't do is wait on your friend to come down. When you buzz for them, like you go to somebody's apartment. Hey, hit the buzzer. Hey. I'm going to wait on you to come on down. And, no, you can't do it. So, there was another one of those instances where white dude asked black dude, hey, what you doing here? Right here in the Bay Area, San Francisco. You know. And he says, what you doing here? Or call the person who invited you there. You know, the brother's like, he's coming down. You know, I'm not even talking to you. So, the white dude, a manager at YouTube for that, like, you know, what you doing here? Da-da-da-da-da-da. I mean, I'm going to say this. And hopefully it's not taken wrong. There are certain places that black folks hang out. And you want to say the delinquents. They don't hang out in front of apartment buildings. Because it's not really anything there. So they hang out in front of liquor stores. They hang out in places where they can actually get something, whatnot. It's generally in front of your apartment building. It's nothing really there for them, unless there's some people that they're trying to beg for money from, but this is not that brother's case. And so Wesley Michael, the man who was taking the video of Christopher Kukor, whatever his name is, manager at YouTube, he said, you're just going to be the next person on TV. Because what's happening now is now people are just videotaping the white people and their foolish fear of black folks being around where they are. And so basically what happens is he's filming. He posts a video on Facebook. Call it, so this is 4th of July, 2019. It takes off. Within a couple of days, the video's been viewed millions of times. And he quotes it by saying another anti-black racist in the Bay Area was filmed while he made a fraudulent 911 call on an innocent black man who was standing outside of a building waiting on his friend to come down, which is what happened. And yeah, that's what happens now. I mean, because there's no other recourse. It's a Groundhog Day moment, because now it's epidemic where we're just gonna just call the police, and so you say subconsciously calling the police because you feel threatened by somebody, it's not a big deal, but we all know because what we've been talking about and what has happened is when the police show up, somebody black either gets beat or killed. I mean, this is something that people know. People know. This is what happens. This is what always happens. It's a 9 out of 10 times the police show up, somebody black is gonna suffer. Unfortunately. And so, another case in point. This is it's a musical thing. So, a lot of people know about Lil Nas X. He did that song. I can't remember the name, and don't really care about it. Old Country Road or Old Town Road or whatever. Point is, you know, it's a number one hit. It was a country song. And a lot of white people were upset. Like, hey, no, it's not country. Even though it was a country song performed by the duet, a prominent country singer. And they said, no, you can't classify it as country. And the funny part is, you know, country is an offshoot of the blues, because black folks made the blues. White people took the blues and made it country, you know, because it's, we got to do the segregation in music, whatnot. And so a black man does country, white people get upset because he actually did country music. They saying black dude can't do the country music. No, he's hip-hop. No, that's not really a hip hop song, but whatever. it's a hilarious thing. I mean, because it's like the acknowledged father of rock and roll, Chuck Berry, black man. Black folks are not, and we're not going crazy. Like, you can't play that. You can't play rock and roll. You can't do it. You can't do it because black people made it. No, it's, hey, you want to do rock and roll, do your thing. And they made it what it is. It's like people make music. Either you like it or you don't. You know, the whole category thing doesn't make sense. But folks try to put things in categories and keep things a certain way, because it's just the ignorance and fear, which is what we're talking about here and what we've always been talking about. So, another little example along this theme that we got going. Laverne Cox, transgender actress, whatever, transgender, came out talking about hate for the black transgender. You know, and how, you know, folks discriminate. And yeah, people have a problem with transgender. People have a problem with gay folks, whatnot. But I'm just here to say, and touching on what the brother talked about earlier, saying that it's a transgender issue. Nah. I'm thinking Laverne Cox, it wouldn't matter if you had extensions or if you had an afro. If the cops pulled you over, they wasn't going to say, we pulled you over because you was transgender. Nope. And if Laverne Cox was waiting outside that building, that man would, he wouldn't have said, What are you doing here? You look transgender. Yeah. it was not going to happen. I mean, that's the red herring in the argument. Like saying, oh, well, I'm black transgender. Yeah. But first part, you're just black. You know, just Yeah, transgender people get it. And that's a whole different issue. But Laverne Cox, it wouldn't matter what happens. If you would have been barbecuing, they wouldn't have barbecue Becky wouldn't have called the cops on you because you were barbecuing while transgender. Nobody's after you because you're barbecuing while transgender. I'm just saying. it's a funny thing. So, like, we talk about the hair discrimination. It brings me back to my old guest, GoTopless.org, when they would always make the argument about men with the saggy titties and the saggy chest, whatnot. They can be out there with no shirt on, but you know, women can't be shirtless. And you know, I've said, and I can just come out and say it. I've seen some things. I've gone overseas, and you see some folks with no shirt on, and you're like, man, why are you doing that? I mean, because it's like there's some hairy beasts out there. They're just wet and sweaty. And one could say they were threatening. They just threatened my eyes stylistically. I did not stab them, slit their throat, even though I felt threatened by their body odor. I mean, I'm making a joke, but I'm making serious commentary here. Because what we're talking about here, there are things that you can disagree with fundamentally, but that don't mean that you can't respect that person. If, you know, they're not threatening you. Hypothetical threats. And I mean, yes, this person was threatening me because it was like, man, if he shook a little bit, some of his sweat would have got on me and I may have hypothetically died in the elevator. That's how I was feeling, like, woo! He was sharp. He was sharp. The funk force was strong with the brother. And I mean, it's like we just hating on the hair, right? Like you hate on black folks' hair. I could hate on somebody with a hairy back. I really could. I could hate on women in bikinis with the hair in the bush coming out the sides and the back. I've seen that. Now, some places where, you know, they wear it in bikinis, you're like, it's kind of tough. But, you know, I ain't hating on them for that. But it's still, right? I'm just saying. You have the right to have bad style. You have the right to listen to music that I don't want to hear. I don't have the right to kill you because I don't agree with you or I fear that, you know, some hypothetical reason. It's foolishness. And on that note, I am Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drum production. And I'm out. Deuces.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.